little bit. Just left St. Louis with my family. Ugh. They're cool. I mean, all right. Like, I got a cousin who's just, like, doing it the right way. My cousin Gary's, like, married, bought a house, got a kid. I'm in St. Louis. I'm downtown. I'm like, yo, man, I'm downtown. Come have a beer with me. He's like, man, come out to the house. Come see the baby. I'm like, nah. He's like, you don't want to see the baby? I was like, I don't. He's like, why? I'm like, I've seen one. What does it do? Does it do new stuff? It's brand new. Does it do tricks? I'm pretty sure it don't do shit yet. You know what I mean? But if, is it missing something? Because if it's missing something, I'm on my way. I gotta see that. I must see. Because you know what it's like? Like anytime people do new stuff, they want you to care about it. And how they care about it. I'm like, look, man, I just don't care like you. Stop care raping me. Don't make me care against my will. You know what I mean? It's awkward. It's awkward because, like, right when it happened, a couple months ago, right when it happened, he sends me a text right away. Hey, Tone, we just had the baby, 7 pounds, 8 ounces. Can't believe I'm a dad. Happy for him. Send him a text right back. Hey, man, gotta be honest with you. I don't know how much baby's supposed to weigh. That sounds like a good amount, though. It sounds like a good amount. Is that about average? Because if it's average, you did that shit, man. I'm proud of you. But I'm a single dude. I don't know. Give it to me in something I know. Like, how many whoppers is that? Is that like 4 whoppers? That's some good weight. And then I say congrats because I'm a nice dude. And mainly because I cannot spell congratulations to say, but I just do the abridged version. And then right before I press send on congrats, he sends a picture. And let me tell you something. It was too quick. It was too quick. Like it was fresh out, okay? Like, it was still hot. It's steam coming off of it. I'm like, yo, man, you got to wipe that motherfucker off first. Dip it in some water. Take a chamois to it. You. Clean it up. Clean it up. Why are there hot Cheetos all over your baby? Ugh. I want to say cute, but it's not, man. It is gross. It is gross. What are baby wipes for if not for this right now? It's in the title. Baby wipes, wipe that baby off, okay? So I sat at the hotel and drank by myself like a grown-up. But that's what I do. I drink, man. That's my thing. It's my vice. I drink. You got to have something. You got to pick something. Whatever your thing is going to be, you got to stay in that lane. Don't be trying to deviate on weed. I've tried to smoke. I'm not good. I don't know the law for real. Like, I live in L.A., and it's in that gray area. It's cloudy. You know, nobody, because you can be high, but they can't watch you get high. And you can have some, but you got to keep your hand closed. Nobody knows what I'm saying. Nobody knows. What's your hand? I ain't telling. I tried. Like, I'm not comfortable with it. I don't know who I am. Like, I get paranoid. And so I was like, but I do want to, like, get better at it because, like, it's cheaper. It's just way cheaper than drinking. And I was like, I asked my boy who has, like, a card, you know, go to the dispensary, grab, you know, however much. And I was like, hey, give me some. And I gave him, like, $20. And he put some in my hand. I don't even know if it's the right amount because I don't know drug math. He put some in my hand. I was like, yeah, that's right. That's about right. And so he's like, just go home and just, like, you know, watch a movie and just relax, man. Just, you know, veg out, relax. I'm like, all right, cool. So I get a little pipe. I'm like, I'm at home, 20 minutes in. I'm watching Hunger Games. Man, let me tell you something. That is a different movie when you high, okay? I was, oh my God, District 12 is going through it. And then when they kill Rue, not you too, Rue. It was, oh man. I was like, if you haven't seen the movie, they kill a little black girl. That shit is sad. It's like, oh. But I'm on the couch, and I haven't even tried to smoke since, like, college. And so, like, I didn't know what was going to happen. So the symptoms start. My mouth, my tongue, let me tell you something. My tongue just disappeared. Mouth dry as shit. My tongue disappeared, okay? And my mind is like, you should go to the kitchen and get some water. I'm like, that is a good idea, mind. And so I get up, and immediately my knee's like, we done too. And so now I'm saying, and for some reason, both of my hands are in my pockets. I got both hands in my pockets. My knees are locked. My mouth is dry. My mind's like, go to the kitchen. I was like, I'm on my way. And I was like, and now let me tell you, your shoulder should never hit the floor first, okay? Not when you got two good hands for bracing, all right? Because you can't explain that bruise later. People are like, how did you hurt your shoulder? You like, I was smoking weed. So I had a little bit left. I was like, maybe, you know, I'm going to just try it again just because I'm about these deals and they save this money. And so, you know, I got my water and I put it on the coffee table. And now I'm laying out pillows. And my neighbor's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm getting ready to smoke weed. How do you prepare?
Test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
We'll be right back.
There you go, that's the Ramones, and we want the airwaves. Have them, lads. Take them all over. You're listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show, and kicking off today with comedy. We had Tone Bell with No One Wants to See Your Baby, and there, of course, was the Ramones, and we want the airwaves. I have more tracks coming up as well from Mr. Tony Smith's album, the Untitled album, and great tunes coming up as well. What else have I got for you? Yes, loads, loads more beside. But if you want to get involved, you know how to do it as well. You can also get me at liamburkshow.com, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram. You can leave a voice message on Messenger if you want, and I'll play it here on the show. Or if you have a band that you know have a tune that they'd like to play, send it to me, and I'll do my best to play it. Some great, great local artists at the minute, and I'm getting lucky enough getting to play them, and that's just... besides so much more that's out there at the minute. So there's no excuse for bad music at the minute. It's all fantastic. Like this one from Mr. Tony Smith called Skin Town.
You might as well come around. The red is low and it's going down. Got dog shit on the pavement, refuse everywhere. Come on down to Skin Town. You're always welcome, so come on in. Place a bet, you might just win. Do whatever you think, if you get lucky, buy me a drink. It's always you around in Skin Town. Well, you know I ain't complaining, even though it's always raining. Without you good folks coming round, we'd be living in a ghost town. That's alright, let's do it here, a man in broad daylight. Film it on your mobile phone, yeah, no place like home. Home sweet home, Skin Town. Hey you, come on over here. Fill your sack with supermarket beer. When it comes right down to it, even the river runs through it, all the way through Skin Town. When you know I ain't complaining, even though it's always raining, without you good folks coming round, we'd be living in a ghost town. Now we don't mind if you're fashionably dressed here in Skin Town. We couldn't care less. Got beer cans in the playground, burning down the hall. Come along, one and all the way to Skin Town. All the way to Skin Town. Yeah, S-K-I-N, Skin Town.
There you go.
I'll come back now.
Thanks, Tony. There's Tony Smith and Skint Town. And another track coming from Tony's album later on in the show as well. So do stick around for that. And I've got a track coming up now, live, recorded live in the office of Mr. Tommy Kelly. And it's an old song of Tommy's, and Tommy's put it out there again, and he's playing it, and it's fantastic. So I'm going to give you, Tommy's track, and it is Till She. And it's live recorded in the office. Check it out.
Let me play you a song. It's a song from a long time ago.
Go ahead.
It's called Till She.
Thanks.
And it's probably 20 years old at this point.
Good stuff.
Till
There you go. That was Mr. Tommy Kelly, and that is Till She. It was recorded live in his office, in case you think the office is somewhere big and exuberant. Well, it kind of is, to out in the sticks of RD. Anyway, that's a fantastic song. Great voice. It's a track, as Tommy said, it was about 20 years old, but he decided to do a little reworking. If you want to go on and catch Tommy's music, you can get in TommyKelly.com. That's TommyKelly.com. Or TommyKelly.com, or you can get him on Spotify. Go check it out. He's great music up there at the minute as well. Go check it out. Time for more, and this time it's from Mr. Bowie, and it is, of course, Absolute Beginners.
Certain to succeed. If I love song, fans of Kiss.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB Dirk McGurk.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening
to the Liam Burke Show.
Took it all away. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But
There you go, that was Goodbye June and Darling, and it's from the EP Danger in the Morning. Go check it out, it's on Spotify as well, it's all on their pages, and if the new album out, they're going to go check that out too. Lots of great music, it's fantastic. Here's a song I grew up listening to, and just every time you see it coming up on YouTube, I just decide, yeah, I got to play it. It's Simple Minds and Belfast Child.
When my love said to me, meet me down by the gallows tree, for it's sad news I bring about this old town and all that it's suffering. Some say troubles abound, someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. Brothers, sisters, where are you now? As I look for you right through the crowd, all my life here I've spent with my faith in God and church and the government. Some say troubles abound, someday soon they're gonna pull the old town down. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again. We'll be right back. One day we'll return here when the Belfast child sings again.
There you go. That was Simple Minds and Belfast Child. Absolutely love that song. Always did from day one, and every time it comes on, it just gets you stopping and standing and listening. Here is more comedy, and this time around from Alice Waterlund, getting into car accidents in LA.
In 2016, it's 2 years. I'm going to say wrong year. Say wrong year to stop. I'd love to be shit-faced through all this, but I couldn't. I was a messy drunk. I had to clean up my act. Basically, I was getting drunk and punching people who weren't Nazis. It's hard to figure it out that I was an alcoholic. I had a good friend of mine. She was sober, and she was giving me the old, are you an alcoholic quiz, you know? And she was like, well, Alice, how do you feel about alcohol? And I was like, oh, you know, it's just like my best friend. It's the only thing I trust. She's like, okay, well, do you drink every day? And I was like, oh, yeah, but, like, only because I need to. You know, get through life. She's like, well, that's a red flag. And I'm like, no, it's fine. And she's like, listen, it just sounds to me like you are using alcohol as a crutch. And that hit home, but I was still wanting to fight it, you know? I was like, okay. But you know how when somebody breaks their leg, nobody goes up to them like, hey, you're better than that. Boom. You know? We do let them have that crutch that they need. So, no. I like being sober. A lot of my friends are really cool about it. I thought, you know, I was going to have to be the designated driver, which I was not pumped about. But my friends know me really well, and they know that I'm such a bad driver that they would never do that to me. You know, we'll go out on a Saturday night, everybody gets super hammered, and then they'll be like, okay, Alice, it's time to go home, girl. Give me the keys. Come on, give me the keys. I just do, because I want us to be safe. I'm just not very good at driving. I did get in a few accidents my first year driving. I learned when I was 30, and so I got in a normal amount for your first year, which is like 8 or so, you know. I'm not mowing down pedestrians here, but I'm just saying little scratchy, you know, like bumpies. I call them bumpies. I actually got in a fender bender a couple months ago. I was on the highway in LA, and we were going like 2 miles an hour, you know? And I hit this guy in front of me, just a scratch, you know, but he was such an asshole about it. You know when somebody's just extra? Like, you don't need to be such a jerk. Like, here's what happened. So I tapped his bumper. He stops his car immediately, and he gets out. Do you know what I mean? I was like, ugh. You know? And then it's like, okay, cool. I have to pull my car back, go around you, and yell out the window, they're called bumpers, bitch, bye! You know, it's like, ugh. Like, I was almost late to my thing, you know?
Like, heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. Get to Clarksville. Take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show. There you go. I Can't Tell You Why from the Eagles, and especially for Evie over in Battle Creek. Especially for her. And I want to play this, which is another track from Mr. Tony Smith's untitled album. And it is, of course, I have to look at it here because the sunlight is kind of doing things to my eyes which I can't see. Just bear with me 1 second and I can just... yes, I beg your pardon. I should have known that before I'd done. It's Howling at the Moon by Mr. Tony Smith from his untitled album. It's a class track. Listen to it.
Howling at the moon, tired and hungry, crying for you. Out in the dark, all through the night, looking for shelter, it just ain't right. Don't leave me out here, whatever you do. Don't leave me out here, howling at the moon. Like a barn door swinging in the wind, I was going nowhere, that's just where I've been. Wandering around, I lost my way. All through black night, waiting for the day. Don't leave me out here, whatever you do. Don't leave me out here, howling at the moon. Howling at the moon. See, got no direction, not much to show. I'm free and easy, ready to go. Don't leave me out here, whatever you do. Don't leave me out here, howling at the moon. Howling at the moon. Don't leave me out here, whatever you do. Don't leave me out here, howling at the moon. Howling at the moon. Howling at the moon. Howling at the moon.
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Tony Smith and Howling at the Moon from his untitled album. I've got more tracks from that album over the next couple of weeks as well, still to come. Just stick around to see what else Tony can come up with. He's fantastic. When Tony puts his mind to it, and have you met the man? He's so gentle, so laid back, you wouldn't even think he could hold a guitar, let alone anything else. So easy going, just a gentleman. Absolute cracking tracks. Along with Jim, along with Dez, along with Roy... Jordan, Altered Lines, so many, many, many more bands. They're absolutely fantastic lads and love getting their music and playing it here on the show. So I do hope you like it as well. Here is Black Sabbath and Die Young with Ronnie James Dio.
Thank you.
There you go, Joe Satriani, and Always With Me, Always With You. Just a complete instrumental. Brilliant guitarist, Joe. And now I've got something little Australian for you this time around, and it's the Hoodoo Gurus with 1,000 Miles Away.
Estimated time of arrival, 9:30 a.m. Been up before the sun, and now I'm tired before I even begin. Now you're flying. I got so much work in front of me.
Really flying.
It stretches out far as the eye can see. I can see. Spend half my life in airports doing crosswords or attempting to sleep. And when the bar is open, then you'll often find a warming a seat.
Now you're flying.
I never find a place where I can stay.
Really flying.
I'd rather be 1,000 miles away. 1,000 miles away. Working for yourself sometimes ain't all that it's cracked up to be.
There you go, the Hoodoo Gurus and 1,000 Miles Away. Just thought I'd introduce you to some Australian music, fantastic music. Do check it out. Just put it in into YouTube and it will give you back exactly what it is. Now, I've got some more comedy, and this time around on the Liam Burke Show, I've got Erica Rhodes with The Troubles with Love. Oh, yes, I see what I've done here. See, this is what happens when you're not... watching and you take your eye off the ball.
I love,
for a second.
But it feels like it's hard to find, you know? And I keep having these sort of like, oh, it's maybe, no, it's not, you know, maybe, no. And I fall for narcissists a lot. I went out with this one guy who was such a narcissist. He really said this to me once. He was like, I love you more than you love me because I love myself so much. You need to love yourself more so that you can love me more. And I was like, actually, I think we both need to love you less. Because the more I love you, the more I hate myself for loving a guy who loves himself so much. I think another clue that your romance might be on the outs is I think it starts to sizzle the second you start taking off your own clothes. Right? If you're not laughing, you're worried, by the way. You're like looking at each other like, are we done? Is it over? Because in the beginning, it's so exciting, right? When it's new and fresh, it's like, you know, you're tearing off each other's clothes, you're making a mess, you're pushing each other up against walls, consensually, hopefully. And then gradually over time, you know, you don't see it coming, but it happens very slowly. You find yourself politely taking off your shirt and folding it and putting it on your side of the bed. And then he takes off his shirt and his Invisalign and puts it on his side of the bed. Then you get under the covers, you turn out the lights, and you're like, why are you Googling Brita filters? I thought you found one you liked. And he's like, I had a coupon. And you're like, I guess I'll put my clothes back on. And he's like, I didn't even notice they were off. And you're like, it's over. It's over. So I guess the point is, maybe you guys should all start taking your clothes off right now. Yeah, it's that kind of show. They're like, we already did a long time ago. First joke in, we were naked. Our breakup was interesting because he was competitive with me. That was a problem we had. So one time, just out of the blue, he goes, you know, you're not smarter than me. And I was like, it's actually smarter than I am. And then he said, well, between you and I finished college and you didn't. And I was like, it's actually between you and me. And then he said, you and I are done. And I was like, you got that one right. I think another problem in relationships is people don't want to commit anymore, right? People are so scared of commitment. And I don't think commitment is such a complicated thing. You know, we make it so complicated, but like, how many people, you can't see each other here, but you know, you guys probably went to the grocery store today or a park. How many people did you see? Those are the two places, right? We're allowed to go to a park or a grocery store, and that's where you meet people now. Anyway, so if you guys were at the store today, I'm sure you saw a lot of people walking by, looking at the cereal or whatever. And let's say, how many people did you actually want to see naked? Right? How many? My guess is not that many. My guess is maybe one, maybe another you were curious about. So say a miracle happens and the person that you want to see naked in the park also wants to see you naked. I mean, that's pretty miraculous, right? The same person. And then say you do all the steps to get to that place. Like you buy tickets for a comedy show. You go to listen to a girl talk about herself for an hour. Then, you know, you go to another location. You say all the right things. You get the person to take their clothes off. You finally get to that miraculous point where you get to see each other naked, and then another miracle happens, and you like what you see. Do you really have to be like, I just want to see if like another miracle happens tomorrow? Like, no, just find someone you like to see naked and then just keep seeing each other naked until you don't want to see each other naked anymore. Right? That's love. It's that simple.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
You're damn right.
Mr. Tom Petty, and You Don't Know How It Feels to Be Me. No, you don't know how it feels. It's it's just terrible being here the whole time. I'm kidding, you know I love you all out there in podcast land. Now, a couple more tracks before we finish off this week. One from Iggy Pop, which I haven't heard from in a long time. And here is Candy.
It's a rainy afternoon, 1990. The big city. Jeez, it's been 20 years. Candy.
There you go, Mr. Iggy Pop and Candy. That's enough of that. It's a very mellowed kind of show this week, isn't it? I'm really mellowed out. I like to, you know, chill back sometimes and just mellow out altogether. Anyway, a couple more tracks before we finish off this week on the Liam Burke Show. Here is Alan Parsons Project with Old and Wise.
As far as
my eyes can see. There are shadows approaching me.
There you go, that's the Alan Parsons Project and Old and Wise. Now, I'm going to finish off this week with a track from Snowy White, and I'm going to say goodbye to every one of you and say thanks for listening, and I'll see you all very soon. And remember, if you want to get in contact with the show, you know how to do it at this stage. Go ahead, do it, and let me try and help you out. Here is Snowy White with Riding the Blues. Till next week, Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show. Take it easy, stay safe, and see you all soon. Thank you.
living is easy if you take the time to wonder. You're gonna feel stronger when you're riding with the blues, 'cause it's a long road. And there's so many ways to go. Now you won't be crazy, no you won't lose your mind, if you get on out of this lonesome place where day is darker than the night. Take the long road. Cause there's so many ways to go. Searching for glory, love and all, ain't gonna take me down. 'Cause riding these blues keeps my feet on the ground. Oh Lord, don't let me fade away.